Apple Blossom the Possum by Holly Goldberg Sloan, Chapter 1. One moment she's calm and cozy with a knee in her nose and a tail around her neck, and then push comes to shove, and she's out. But she doesn't have fur to keep her skin warm, and her eyes can't open, so there's nothing to see. She hears her brothers and sisters all take the gulp of new life, and they don't sound happy. And then something speaks to her. Thump, 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 thump. Her mother's beating heart tells her she should move. Does a pounding heart always say that to a living thing? The newborn possum babies need to get inside their mother's pouch, so she starts slowly. She is less than an inch long. The chill of the night air bites as she drags herself forward. At her side, three other babies slip off the large belly and quiver in the mud below, so it's good that she can't see. The wind rattles branches and shakes wet pine needles. A blue-eyed crow on a perch in the distance caws a warning. But a dozen minutes later, when the tiny possum finally reaches the opening to her mother's pouch, she's out of energy. Her body trembles as her tiny hands and tiny feet, equipped with the tiniest of thumbs, grows numb. Mama, I can't move. There is no answer. Just thump, thump, thump to advance. Mama, I'm stuck. Mama, ma. And then luck is on her side because Mama Possum suddenly sits up and her pouch opens and gravity does the rest. The baby tumbles down, down, down. The thump, thump, thump is louder here, and it's joined by wumps, many of them. They are fast and so familiar. Wump, 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 are her brothers and sisters congratulating her on making it inside? The heartbeats are like applause, and she settles into the crowded, safe place. A tail wraps around her neck, and a knee jabs her in the nose. She understands that they are all on this journey together.